Hi, everyone. Here is Ricardo Vargas, and this is the 5 Minutes Podcast. Today, I'd like to discuss with you one comment I received in my PM Box 7th edition video on YouTube. And the person asked, Ricardo, is the PM Box 7 now giving and putting soft skills or power skills, if you want to call using the name that PMI adopts for that, at the center now? So this is the main difference between the PM Box 6th edition and 7th edition. And what is important for us to highlight? First, if I go back in the beginning of my career in project management, when I saw for the first time the PM Box guide, and it was published in 1996, this was the first version I saw in my life. And it was a very process-based, I would say like a glossary definition of a guide. However, PMI published at the same time 3 brilliant books about human resources and communications published by my dear colleague Vijay Verma, a fellow of PMI. And these 3 books were the reference on how I started understanding that the role of the project manager is far more than just making schedules, and it's deeply rooted in soft skills. So just to start, soft skills are required and are key for you to be successful as a project manager since ever, period. Now let's talk about the PM Box 7th edition and why this could be perceived. First, let's remember PM Box 7th edition for those who are trying to understand for the exams or PMP or CAPM exams. Let's be clear here. PM Box 7th edition is very different from the 6th edition because it's a principle-based approach. So it's a much more holistic. And just by being holistic, it's clearly much easier for you to grasp and understand. Because principles are much easier than, I would say, communication, plan, the recruitment. You know, and this is very different, and we need to be aware of that. So when we see principles like leadership, like stewardship, like value, like team, like handling complexity, like, for example, adaptability, all of them, they are deeply rooted into human behavior. So the difference now is that the PM Box guide, to make clear these statements and to make clear that people will understand and understand that managing project is not something that you do by the book because it's impossible. It's a book that you need to start writing it while you read it. So it's like you read the page and people are writing the next page. This is how do we manage. And these soft skills are now highlighted in an easier way for people to grasp. But do not go into this myth that, okay, in the past, maybe people had this perception, but failure in projects due to the lack of your human capability, your soft and power skills capability, they exist. Oh my God, if we go back to the pyramids, we will find this kind of behavior there. So always think about this. So try to understand that it's not because the PM Box 7th is highlighting this more now that it was not important in the past. It's just a way it's presented. And remember, the PM Box guide is a great, and you know I'm a big fan, but it's not everything. It's not the full knowledge around project management. There are hundreds or thousands of publications, research, and life experience that shows and corroborate that soft skills are absolutely critical and key part of project management since ever, and not since the PM Box 7th edition. So I hope you enjoy this podcast and see you next week with another 5 Minutes Podcast.